January is when we recommit to the habits that support our health and well-being. And naturally, we start looking at what can support those goals, including supplements. But choosing the right supplements can be confusing, because not only are there so many brands out there, the supplement industry itself is a low-trust category. It's lightly regulated, products are easy to make, and companies don't even have to list everything on their label. Now, there's Momentous. They've become the high-trust brand in a low-trust category. They weren't satisfied with the industry standard, so they built the Momentous Standard, their commitment to doing things the right way, not the easy way. Momentous sources the highest quality ingredients on the planet. Their whey protein comes from grass-fed European dairy cows. Their creatine uses the purest form of creatine monohydrate, and every formula is made with clinically backed, highly bioavailable nutrients, with no fillers and no artificial sweeteners. Right now, Momentous is offering listeners up to 35% off your first order with promo code AudioBoom. Head to livemomentous.com and use promo code AudioBoom for up to 35% off your first order. That's livemomentous.com, promo code AudioBoom.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, everybody. It's Tim Miller here, the leader of the trio. We are back together, and it's 2026. And there's so much out there. We had so many topics that I've summoned the trio together on a variety of things. We're going to let Sam run the show. But among them, I absolutely want to talk about Sam being filleted on the internet for a very mean tweet about Amy Klobuchar. I want to talk about Dan Bongino fighting Matt Gaetz and Milo. I want to talk about an influencer reality show. I want to talk about, I want to deport Nicki Minaj. I want to deport Nicki Minaj. I'm very excited about this. I want to talk about that. And Will wrote an article about how MAGA is reacting to Venezuela. And so I'm thrilled. I have turgidity. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm supposed to pick up you. You want to talk about you want me to MC a part of this show?
Oh, you don't take over the rest of the show. I just wanted to tell everybody why we're together. I was so excited, and I wanted to lay out the topics I wanted to talk about, and then hand it over.
Sure. Let's just start with me being, in your words, filleted on the internet. I had no idea I was being filleted. For the Klobuchar tweet? That seems
You're getting crushed. Really? Sam Stein sent a tweet that said Amy Klobuchar for governor, a comb in
every salad, a chicken in every pot.
A comb in every salad, chicken in every pot. That's a reference to when Amy Klobuchar threw a comb at a staffer. No.
She got mad at a staffer because she couldn't find a fork for her salad, and so she ate the salad with her comb.
With her comb,
it seems like a.
It's really funny. There are a lot of you can tell the blue sky people have moved back to Twitter. They're like, Sam's being so mean to Amy Klobuchar. Sam's a misogynist. Sam, it's like, oh, you can see the bias showing in your thing, Sam. It's like, shut the fuck up, everybody. Shut the fuck up. It's a funny joke. It was a little joke. It was a throwback to the comb salad incident of Amy Klobuchar. They put themselves into public life. They can be teased a little bit. We're going to laugh a lot at Benny Johnson's grinder habit here in a second. We can also laugh at Amy Klobuchar's salad fork eating. So if you are one of those people unhappy with Sam, I'm so disappointed in you, Sam. Do better. Shut up.
Hasn't Amy Klobuchar like made light of it too? I feel like she leaned into this one. Maybe I'm misremembering it, but I don't know.
Yes, of course. Amy loves it. Amy loves being mean. Can I tell you Amy Klobuchar? Sorry, Will hasn't even got to talk yet. Will's going to talk eventually, I promise. I was at a party. I hate the DC parties. I'm not a DC party circuit person like Sam.
Yeah.
I moved for a reason.
I haven't been to a DC party in years.
I went to one. It was like a brunch, and I was hungover. And I was kind of hungover at brunch. And it was with Liz Smith, who was Pete Buttigieg's comms person.
We all know Liz.
And Amy Klobuchar walks over. And I like drunkenly, not drunkenly, I wasn't really drunk yet, but I was like in a hungover phase. It was kind of awkward between her and Liz, you know, because of the Pete Amy tensions.
Yeah, yeah.
And I tried to break the ice, and I was just like, Senator, it's okay. Like, don't worry. Pete's kind of a grower. Like, he grew on, I didn't like him at first either. He grew on me.
Oh, that and type of
was,
a grower.
And she was like, what? And then Liz is like, you just called Pete a grower in front of Amy Klobuchar? And then Amy laughed a lot. And then there was a good exchange where she was very she was like, me and Pete are fine. That's all internet stuff. It makes me laugh. She has a sense of humor. You should too. That's all. Okay.
I mean, I'll just say, I don't apologize for my tweet. And I think if the senator were on here, she would probably come on with the comb and be eating out of a salad with it to make good light of it. And people just need to relax. Also, as I've said a million times, probably on some of these takes, I kind of enjoy internet hate, and I'm a little upset that I missed it. So I'm going to go sign up.
Yeah, go look at your replies. It's not good.
I'll do that after we're done recording. All right, can we move on? Because this sure. is, I want to get Will in here. So
who?
Let me just pick up by saying Will tweeted something. I hadn't seen it before Will tweeted it. And there's this show that's coming out.
Well, this is because I get the apparently. New stuff. You know, I get it right when it comes out. So.
Okay. Got you. So I just want, I have no idea who basically 90% of these people are, maybe 95%, but there apparently is a political influencer reality show apparently coming to Amazon. I'm throwing a lot of apparently's there because it's not clear to me if it's coming to Amazon. Will, can you just talk a bit about what we're going to watch here? Cause we're going to play part of the trailer for this insanely dumb show that we're all going to probably binge watch.
So this is a show from a guy named Xavier DeRousseau, who is sort of a, like, C-tier.
Is that his real name?
It's unclear to me. A lot of these characters are, you know, not a lot. Basically, these are people who I would say are very much kind of MAGA influencers. I hate to say for sale, but they are people who are very involved in getting junkets. Xavier went to Qatar recently. They go to Israel. They're kind of like, they have big Instagram platforms, big Twitter platforms. And they're, but in terms of like their actual influence, I think it's unclear, but they're like fame balls. They're personalities who are out there. And I will say, it's unclear to me whether this is like an Amazon Prime show, like an Amazon original, or what I think is more likely, that this is like being put on demand on Amazon.
What does that mean?
Like they're up, like it's like how you could upload a self-published book to Amazon.
Yes,
you
exactly.
Also upload a self-published show to Amazon.com.
And I did a little reporting here.
Maybe it's Amazon.org.
Yeah, tell us your reporting, because it looks to me like the production value is not insignificant, and they're all renting a house. I mean, there's got to be some real money behind this. So where is this coming from?
So, I mean,
Cutter.
My reporting is that I asked Xavier when it's coming out, and he said it's coming out probably in February. And then he had some kind of snippy remarks to me because I had said, you know, the show looked cursed, all this stuff. And he said, yeah, you'll be watching it day one, aren't you? And I said, well, yeah, I mean, of course, that's kind of my thing. But we'll see. There's a lot of characters in here.
Should we watch it?
Coming in February. That's very exciting. We should watch.
Wait, does he mean February in like a month or February in like a year and a month?
Okay, here are the influencers.
Who are these people?
I don't know that lady.
Why?
Well, that's Destiny. That's Xavier.
Elected a literal socialist to run the global center of capitalism.
We're talking about giving the Nobel Peace Prize to a guy who is declaring war on his own cities.
Your job.
That's Emily
like
Saves
the
America.
First lady. That's not even
Emily.
Your job.
Emily.
You just support your gay husband.
It's like Xavier Day.
It's Xavier Week.
Like, yeah. The only reason you're choosing to go meet up with your friend Amber Rose while we're filming a reality show is because you weren't in the ship.
I noticed Xavier himself. America's that's Clarkson, so I'm in Clarkson.
Oh, that's your
Robbie.
Now I run your show.
Xavier, run your diet. Get the out of here.
I miss Charlie.
This is America.
Taylor Rose.
We're the counter organization to Turning Point USA.
We're slapping.
I try to be the gateway drug. Thirst trap them in a little bit.
He's a liar, and he lied to everyone.
I do not want to crawl back to being a corporate whore.
I don't want this to get ghetto.
It's stressful out here.
Oh
being black and Republican.
You accidentally said slavery was a
I'm actually authentic. People change. You stay this fucking same because you just want to get a check until you care about
I'm as real as my hair.
Thank you.
If I were Israel, I wouldn't even provide matching socks to God.
Walk with me. With all due respect, I'm not going to call a grown man Destiny. His name is Steven.
Get serious, though.
Oh, no.
Big plastic surgery, big in that world.
Twitter's a mental hospital.
My entire brand is hard.
That's enough.
You do have to have...
Oh, wait. Why did we stop? It was so good.
My entire brand just fell apart after I got this plastic surgery. And Xavier puts himself in the trailer quite a bit, I noticed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, look, it's an exciting bunch, right? I mean, you've got Destiny, who's obviously this kind of center-left commentator, I think with some, you know, an unsavory background, shall we say. We've got Emily Saves America, who is a Republican commentator. You know, she's the one who they're saying, you said slavery was okay. And she goes, oh, what are you going to do?
Were any of those people involved in the fingering incident?
I believe Emily was involved in the kind of larger fight around that.
Yeah,
so
that's
people
why
may
I remember
the
from you wrote about her. Yeah, and then there was that guy who you interviewed who goes to the ICE facilities, but it doesn't seem like he's actually part of the house. What's his name? Robbie?
Robbie Roadsteamer. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's not part of this show, is he? He's just an addendum.
We don't know.
Okay. There's a lot of
mystery surrounding the release of this show. I should say Xavier. I said Xavier went to Qatar. In fact, he was offered a chance to go to Qatar and declined. Because he said he wanted to ask critical questions about Qatar. But that's kind of the world.
Thank you for that. But he was there in Israel. He was there on that on the Israel junket. It looks like.
Yeah. Hey Tim, were you asked to participate in this show by any chance?
I was not, and I thank you for bringing that up because I would have said yes, obviously. And I don't understand why I wasn't concerned. When they were doing a whiteboard for this, I was like, why not Tim? Okay, everyone else in there seems to be gay except Destiny. So I don't know. Maybe that's, we need a little drama, some cattiness.
Who was the guy who was getting his face reconfigured?
Clarkson. Yeah, I met Clarkson. He was, for the first time, probably 3 or 4 years ago now, at America Fest, the TBUSA America Fest. And he was either in the Gays Against Groomers booth or he was wearing a Gays Against Groomers swag. It's hard to remember. I'd have to go back and look at my notes. But there was like a little gaggle of gays with Gays Against Groomers regalia. And I kind of introduced myself, and so I'm trying to understand what's happening here, and had kind of maintained, you know, just checking in with various members of them over the years as things went on. And Clarkson, I believe what he's referencing there, where he's like, you're fake, you're so fake, and blah blah blah, is like he has actually, to his credit, pretty gotten a little soft on Trump. His support has softened, and he's a little more independent minded, and I think it's hurting his personal brand, as he mentioned there at the end of the show. I think that's kind of the problem with the influencers. You rise and fall, you know, based on the audience whims. You know, you can't
not a grower with respect to Trump. Is what you're
I know nothing about that. It was nothing but professionalism with the Gays Against Groomers. You never know. You get involved with the Gay Against Groomer, and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, jumping out of the closet is Project Veritas.
Well, I have a good transition here because the other topic we wanted to talk about was this tweet that Gavin Newsom's office put up today. Topically here. So Benny Johnson apparently is going to California as part of a fraud investigation. I guess this is the new thing on the right where you just bring your video crew and you just walk around to daycare centers and ask to be let in and confront them if they're real.
Let me see your 3-year-olds.
Hey, let me in. I have all these cameras here.
I'm a closeted homosexual and I would like to see your 3-year-olds.
So Governor Newsom's press office responds Because Benny says our team's traveling to the fraud capital of the world, California, blah, 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 blah. Newsom's press office says we'll make sure Grindr servers are ready.
That really tickled you.
Well, it's just it's so rare to see a Democratic president just not give a fuck. And it was interesting, the reaction to this one, because we've written about this actually at the Bulwark, is like there are occasions where Democrats are now just sort of more openly comfortable with what would be described in other times as homophobia. And mm-hmm. so there was like questions about whether this was over the line on Twitter. And I'm stealing from Aaron Ryan here, who was like, no, he's not making fun of gays or calling Benny Johnson, like, you know, trying to be homophobic about Benny. She's gratefully providing services to help Benny out. Like, this is generosity from Newsom's offices.
Well, we love Aaron Ryan. I should note as a woman, I would go to her for questions of whether to judge whether something is misogynist or not. Is she the authority? Does Aaron Gloria Ryan get to decide what's homophobic?
I'm just reading the tweets.
I'm going to allow it. I think it's borderline. I think that how giddy you are about the joke is maybe a little homophobic, Sam. I'm just joking. I think it's fine. I think I'm going to allow it. I'm allowing it.
All right. Oh, well, since Tim's the fucking referee of gay jokes, that's great to hear.
Let's not get too excited about
it. Sure. I mean, the background here, right, is that just a few weeks ago, and we did a trio video about this, Milo Yiannopoulos had really been on a rampage about Benny being closeted. Benny denies it. He threatened to sue Milo. As far as I know, that lawsuit hasn't been filed. I'm sure he would have heard about it. And Benny also...
Have you checked in yet? Maybe you should check in as a journalist.
That would be important to follow up, Will. What the fuck? Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's a great idea. I'll take care of that. I mean, that would be a great lawsuit.
Put it on the list of stories to pursue. Jesus.
But, you know, it's also Benny makes such a big deal about how he's a straight family man. His wife, Nurse Kate, is kind of her nom de plume. She's a very, she's like a fitness mom type. And, you know, they put out statements basically that are like, Benny's straight. We're going to sue you if you keep talking about it. So that's where this all lands in for Newsom to pick it up.
I haven't checked, but has Benny responded to the Newsom tweet?
He has not. He's not. I mean, I think he's focused on finding fraud in Califraudia or whatever he's calling it.
Califraudia. Okay.
You mentioned Milo. Can we pivot from Milo and Matt Gaetz versus Dan Bongino? Because that provides some good material.
Why don't you
do
the pivot? You do the pivot.
Have you seen that yet? So Dan Bongino is out and he's letting loose. He's had all these he's been jealous of the trio. Let's just be honest. Dan Bongino wants to have a right wing version of the trio. That's what he wants. Okay. He just wants to be out there shit talking. That's what he likes to do. He did not like being the deputy director of the FBI. That comes with responsibilities, obligations. Yeah. You have to tell the truth. It's a lot of things that Bongino's not really keen on. We tell the truth here, but in his version, in the Bizarro trio, they don't have to do the truth. So he's out and he's just kind of firing at everybody. He's a little, Will maybe can explain this a little bit better than me, but my understanding is that he's upset at some of the MAGA world who had critiques of him, particularly Candace and others, who are upset that the FBI was not finding the real killer of Charlie Kirk and, you know, not figuring out who stole the 2020 election and all this. So Bongino's mad. He's out there. He's firing off tweets. Milo tweeted this beautiful piece back at him, which we should put up on the screen, where he writes, "There is a place beyond constipation, beyond being merely backed up, beyond post-surgery scrape it out with a spoon after 5 days on Percocet. Welcome to the Bongino Rift." And then it's a picture of Dan Bongino looking very constipated.
Can I just say Milo is very colorful with his writing.
He is. Matt Gaetz was jumping in on it. Bongino is also colorful. He goes back at Gaetz with this. "You've always been a dick, by the way, grifting off your daddy like a suckling little doggy. When I first met you, I knew you were a piece of shit. It's written all over that phony face of yours." He went on and he called him a suckling little doggy a second time as well, and said that he was going to blame everything on the Jews. Well, what am I missing here? It feels like it's getting pretty loose out there with the former deputy director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
January is when we recommit to the habits that support our health and well-being. And naturally, we start looking at what can support those goals, including supplements. But choosing the right supplements can be confusing, because not only are there so many brands out there, the supplement industry itself is a low-trust category. It's lightly regulated, products are easy to make, and companies don't even have to list everything on their label. Now, there's Momentous. They've become the high-trust brand in a low-trust category. They weren't satisfied with the industry standard, so they built the Momentous Standard, their commitment to doing things the right way, not the easy way. Momentous sources the highest quality ingredients on the planet. Their whey protein comes from grass-fed European dairy cows. Their creatine uses the purest form of creatine monohydrate, and every formula is made with clinically backed, highly bioavailable nutrients, with no fillers and no artificial sweeteners. Right now, Momentous is offering listeners up to 35% off your first order with promo code AudioBoom. Head to livemomentous.com and use promo code AudioBoom for up to 35% off your first order. That's livemomentous.com, promo code AudioBoom.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's a classic right-wing infighter. He's been held back, as you said, the vein, the famous Bongino vein was popping, and now he's out. And it's sort of like he wasn't really immediately involved in a feud. Clearly, he has a long list of enemies from the past few months, from the Epstein stuff, from people saying, as you said, that he messed up the Charlie Kirk investigation. And now he's just like picking fights left and right. I mean, it's kind of crazy. I mean, he quit, I think, like 2 or 3 days ago was that his last day at the FBI. And now he's just like, Matt Gaetz, you sack of shit. You know, it's like, whoa, where's coming from? So I mean, he put out a thing saying he has kind of like an infighting manifesto where he said, I'm going after the grifters, the life losers was his term, the con artists, the black pillars. So he's gonna make everyone feel good about MAGA again.
Can you define for the audience what a black pillar is?
Sure. So in, you know, the Matrix, you take the red pill to see the world as it really is. But for people who become nihilists, who think it's all over, who think there's no point in even being a Trump supporter, that's when you take the black pill. And so he's saying, don't fall out of society. Trump still has hope for us.
All right. And he thinks Matt Gaetz took the black pill, or is he?
Yeah. I mean, Matt Gaetz is kind of at his One America News show. He's gotten more into like anti-Israel stuff, more into conspiracy theories. He's part of that more like Marjorie Taylor Greene faction now.
Have you been following the story where Matt Gaetz claims that Israel tried to blackmail his father? Have you followed that at all, Will?
Yes, I have. So the angle there is that there were guys, people may remember, there were guys who were, I believe, indicted for basically having some scheme related to the Matt Gaetz, the underage sex allegations, that there was this idea that they could like somehow get some money out of Matt Gaetz's father to, I think, raise money to rescue a guy who was held in Venezuela. Sorry, I'm kind of like over my skis here, but basically there was a scheme that was charged.
I was going to say, it's so funny, and it's got to be coincidental, but it always is the Jews. And it's like, you just think Israel's got all these schemes going on. They're leveraging so much. Do they have time to even run a country?
Yeah.
It's unreal.
Well, every once in a while, it's the French. you know, it's mostly the Jews. Every once in a while, it's the French. So I was just noticing, because I do think that I'm a little worried about Bongino coming back, because I don't want to be displaced in the podcast rankings. And I think there's some, like, the podcast rankings right now are very heavy with kind of anti-Trump Trump critic right wingers, the Tuckers, the Candaces, the more America firsters types.
Right.
And Charlie Kirk's demise kind of has left a void, I think, for that. And so I pulled it up. And while we're just doing this live, if you guys could just look at your Slack, when I was looking at the rankings, I noticed Candace has rebranded. You can pull this up on the screen for everybody. It's pretty noteworry, I think.
That's her actual podcast.
Which one's the old brand?
The new one is the White and Black. Here we go. We have it on the screen. And before, she was kind of like, fresh and flirty Candace, you know, where you got the cursive, we got the purple, and now it's very stark. Very stark. We're in our mom era. You know, we're doing our own research.
A little bit of a Brigitte Macron look there.
A little bit of a Brigitte Macron. A little severe, you know?
Yeah. All right, good for her. She's doing very well in the rankings. Although, Will, you say things are maybe coming apart at the seams for her?
Yeah, so this is the upcoming false flag, but the short of it is basically Candace, some of her claims about the Charlie Kirk assassination. I think she brought out this witness, this guy named Mitch Snow, who has a very, I would say, unsavory past involving a lot of criminal allegations, a lot of questions about his honesty. He most recently said his dad was the Zodiac killer. And so, you know, even some of Candace's sort of conspiracy theory underlings are saying, I don't know about this one, Candace. His big claim is that he saw Erica Kirk at a military base before the assassination, having a conversation, you know, with some military intelligence guys.
U.S. military or Israel?
Well, the French Foreign Legion, actually related to this, I got a haircut today, and my barber said, she said, you know, She said, I don't like Trump, you know, oh, you work at the Bulwark, whatever. And then she goes, but what do you think about that Candace Owens? I kind of think she's onto something there with her Charlie Kirk stuff. Oh, and so that's sort of a field report for you. And I said, oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, this happens all the time. People are telling me that I'm creating, like, this happens all the time. It's a real problem out there. The left wing to Candace pipeline is a real problem. And when I was at Crooked Con, I was saying this to Hassan Piker in the back. And I was like, you have to. Like, this is your obligation to go after her harder than you go after the neo-libs, okay? Because, like, your fans are jumping the horseshoe. And it's very common. I hear it a lot anecdotally.
Wasn't the big insight Candace made, or one of the smart things she did, was that she started doing all that commentary on the case involving the, like, Boston area policeman who was killed and the wife was, well, I forget what it was, but, like, and it just got her a lot of crossover appeal to normie moms who were super into that case, and then suddenly they were hooked.
Yeah, maybe Candace has gotten into it. It's a lot of, like, entertainment stuff, like the Blake Lively Justin Baldoni lawsuit. She's done a lot of these kind of, like, hot button true crime cases as well.
Oh, that was the one. It was the Lively Justin Baldoni one where she just got everyone sort of gravitated towards her coverage of that. We got to find something like that for you, Tim. Like, we need a true crime story that you just obsess over.
I'm not really a true crime girly, but maybe we could find something. Like, yeah, it's just not really my cup of tea.
All right, fair enough.
But I agree with you, though. It's not a bad idea.
We need some
idea.
Crossover appeal. If you have ideas for Tim, put them in the comments.
We'll see cultural crossover ideas. Like, for example, our producer, Matt, asked us to talk about Trisha Paytas. I don't know who that person is, and I don't want to know. Okay? So I'm trying, like, we're going to find something a little more boy-coded for me to care about, like, culturally boy-coded. So hopefully that could work.
All right. What do you want to do next?
No,
OnlyFans? Can we do that?
I don't know what that is. So no. I'm interested.
You don't know what OnlyFans are. Okay, great. I'm going to introduce you to the world of OnlyFans.
And I'm aware of what OnlyFans is, okay. But I don't know why it's relevant to our trio.
Well, because what's in the potpourri. Basically, there's a new article out from the Financial Times. I'm not going to read their version of it. I'm going to read the New York Post's aggregated version of their reporting, because their lead sentence is much better than the Financial Times. It goes like this. It's a story about how OnlyFans models and social media influencers are claiming half of these coveted U.S. visas that are meant for artists and movie stars. The lead is this. They came here with nothing but the clothes off their backs.
That's good.
I give that an A. That's maybe an A+. I think that's pretty good. So basically, a bunch of OnlyFans models are getting these visas that, like, John Lennon got. They're the O-1B visas. And I don't know what to make of this. I guess this is the new form of art. But it's apparently a thing where if you, like, are willing to engage in softcore porn, you can get some citizenship in this country.
Do we have pictures of them? Are they all white with big breasts? Is that the deal?
No, because, first of all, they're not. There's a Mexican – the one in the Post picture, in the Post article, is a Mexican-born OnlyFans model, Yannette Garcia. So interesting, I suppose, from the Trump perspective. And then there's another one, Canadian-born Aisha Sophie, who is part of the Florida Bop House. I had to look
at that. Oh, yeah.
I had not been aware of the Florida Bop House. Yeah.
Yeah, that's like Gen Z no slang for like a – bop is like Gen Z slang for like a hoe, Sam, if you didn't know.
What is the reason? Why are they getting the visas, the OnlyFans models?
Well, they're unique talents. I mean, I do think it's worth noting here that, I mean, like, obviously a big part of the Trump base is like the trad people. You know, when I listen to right wing podcasts, there's a lot of talk about like they have ad reads for apps that help you quit watching porn, stuff like that. And so I do think there's a little ideological clash here.
Yeah, I guess I'll just say this, in trying to formulate an opinion about this on the fly. But as somebody who's pro-immigration, what I hear a lot from the anti-immigrant types on the right is that, like, that it's offensive to say that, you know, we need to import people to do jobs that Americans don't want to do, because if you paid Americans a fair wage, they'd be willing to do these jobs. Americans would pick fruit, you know, if it wasn't for the low-wage immigrants that we bring in. And that is part of the America First thing, right? That we don't, that there's no need for economic immigrants because us in America here, we have enough homegrown talent. And I reject that across, you know, most examples. There's certainly some examples, but most of the time, really, really do, it is valuable to import foreign labor. In this case, I think I would say, I feel like we have a fill of OnlyFans models here, and a potential talent there, potential willingness to participate in that work. It doesn't feel like that we have a shortage of OnlyFans aspiring individuals in our country.
So you're against the issuance of these visas, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I want homegrown American OnlyFans models to be able to maximize their wages. Okay, they don't need them to be competing against OnlyFans models from Mauritania.
They're taking spots in the BOP house that could go to Americans.
Yeah. That's a really good point. We have this glut of affordable housing, and here we are importing people to the BOP house.
Finding my inner immigration restrictionist, I'd like to take us to the other topic that I wanted to bring up,
yes,
which is that we have to deport Nicki Minaj. I don't accept anymore. If the Democrats get back in charge, JVL wants to take down the East Wing. I want to deport Nicki Minaj. On day one, she can go home to Trinidad and Tobago and get in line and come back to the country, after people that have been coming the right way. Because Nicki Minaj said a couple years ago that she was brought here when she was five. That's a story that's very common that I'm very sympathetic to. But I become less sympathetic to it when you get up on stage with Erica Kirk and start making fun of gays and trans people, start talking about the importance of building the wall, and talk about how great Donald Trump 2.0 is, and how, you know, what do we call the Nicki Minaj fans? Oh, man, I'm the gay. I should know this. They are the...
Barbs?
Yeah, thank you. she's out there trying to get the Barbs to become MAGA Republicans. I don't like it. I don't appreciate it. And I'm sorry, under the new rules that her new love, Donald Trump, has put in place, someone that was brought here when they were five from Trinidad and Tobago must go back to that country and get in line. That's where I'm at.
Why is she doing this? What are the theories? I've seen some sort of, I don't know, conspiracies around her.
Well, her husband does have some legal issues.
So she's trying to get some sort of preemptive pardon.
So she has two relatives who, as Tim mentioned, have, I believe, sort of sex-related issues in terms of convictions or charges. But those are both state charges. And so I'm not exactly sure what she's up to here. I mean, perhaps there is some, you know, she just sees it as perhaps advantageous to buddy up with the Trump administration. I mean, I felt like they were really excited to have her at the Turning Point convention. I thought it was a bit of a disaster when she praised J.D. Vance for being a real assassin to Erica Kirk, and then goes, oh, geez, oops.
Yeah.
But they're obviously very excited. They see her as like the future of like being a cool Republican.
Is this hurting her with her fans? I have no idea. The Barbs?
The Barbs are, I think, the stupidest of the pop culture, music girly fans. So it's unclear to me whether they're going to have strong feelings about this. I mean, like, you have higher tastes, like the Little Monsters, are out there. Like, they've got they have a little more refined palate, the Bayhive. They've got a little bit more of a refined palate. The Barbs, not as good. And the Barbs are really going to be mad when Gavin Newsom gets in there and President Newsom kicks Nicki Minaj out of our fucking country. Okay, get out, go back to Trinidad and Tobago, fill out the forms, get in line, and maybe we'll let you back in for a tour. I don't know. Maybe a travel visa, a limited travel visa for a Florida tour, maybe.
We'll maybe she gets one of those, yeah, O-1B visas. Okay, I think we've covered a lot. That's about my fill of, you know, bullshit.
Okay.
For today.
That's fine.
Love you guys, though. Thank you so much. I appreciate you opening my eyes to the ridicule I'm getting online, Tim.
Anytime. I'm monitoring your mentions. I've got little alerts.
Yeah, it's like,
I set up this kind of AI thing where, like, anytime, like, the hate at Sam reaches a certain level, Claude sends me a note so I can enjoy it.
I was wondering why you called this meeting of the trio, but now I understand what the reason was. All right. Well, thanks so much, buddy. Appreciate it. Everyone, thanks for watching. Subscribe to The Bulwark, where you can get great Bulwark takes like this. Hopefully we can do this soon again with the two of us, three of us, I should say. Take care, guys.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary, not available in all states or situations.